Animal Radio is underwritten in part by Viagen Pets, the leading provider of animal genetic preservation and cloning services. Preserve the genes of your dog or cat to extend the special bond you share with them. Learn more at www.viagenpets.com. That's VIAGENPets.com.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
It's Animal Radio, and we are definitely celebrating that connection with your furry friend. Toll-free 1-866-405-8405 to reach out to Dr. Debbie or Joey Villani. And last week, we started with Doc Halligan, the weekly once-over. And this is really great because, you know, you can take your animal to the vet, but your vet doesn't see your animal every day. So they can run all kinds of tests, but you're going to be the first person that notices a difference if something's awry. So last week we started with the face, and this week we're going to move down the body.
Right. And again, remember, you should do this once a week on all your pets, okay, in good lighting, the same way, just getting a little routine and make it fun for them. Give them some treats and love them, you know. So, yeah, we ended with the lymph nodes under the jaw. And so then the next would be the skin and the coat. You know, the skin is the largest organ of the body. It's their first line of defense. You use your hands, all right, because you could miss something visually. So then, you know, really get your hands down under their coat to their skin. And you want to run your hand, you know, really all over them, you know, like their forelegs and under their arms and all along their legs.
What are we looking for?
You're looking for any kind of pain response that your pet does, or any kind of bump that you see, or texture that's different, any kind of growth, something like that. So that's what you're looking for. Also, you're looking for discharge, like flakes or that black pepper stuff. That's actually flea poop, which is undigested blood. So when you see the pepper stuff, that means that there is a flea somewhere.
Okay.
And you're after you're doing this, your hand shouldn't be all greasy. You know, they shouldn't have, you know, dogs will get greasy because they make too much sebum in their sebaceous glands. And that can be the sign of a low thyroid. So get a good feel of how your animals should normally look. And
are there certain bumps that we should be more concerned about, like bumps that move and bumps that don't move?
Well, you know what I mean? A bump's a bump, you know? And I mean, honestly, the only way you can really tell what it is by either taking it off and biopsying it,
okay,
or doing a fine needle aspirate, taking a little aspirate of what's inside that bump and looking at it under the microscope.
Okay.
But most vets will not commit 100% because we could be wrong, and we will rely on diagnostics to help us. Because, you know, how, again, if you catch, how, okay, have you ever, did you see that dog that had like the 50-pound tumor on it?
Yeah,
that got turned into, okay, that started out as one cell.
Wow.
All right. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, why would you wait? You know, it's not going to go away. I mean, they're just going to keep getting bigger. So my point is, get it addressed at early, and then we can decide if we need to take it off or whatever. But, you know, have it seen, because you could think it's just nothing, and it could be something. All right, so then we get down to the bum. And all dogs and cats have anal glands. Mm-hmm. Now, these are just glands that have little holes that actually squirt liquid on the stool as they're having a bowel movement.
And is
to
that,
scent their stool.
Oh, to scent it. Is that the only yeah, reason they're
that's
there?
It.
Can they
be
removed?
They got no use. Yeah, and absolutely, anal sacculectomies I've done in my career, because these poor dogs have these glands that, so they make secretions, their bodies do, and then when they have a bowel movement, it squirts out a little bit, right? Well, some dogs have very small ducts, and it doesn't squirt out, and so it's like a big pimple, and they will actually abscess, and it's very, very painful for the dog, and it's just nasty.
Is that why your dog does the boot scoot and boogie?
They do that, and you know, they'll act really weird. Like, I had a dog come to emergency once, and it was circling backwards, and we're thinking, you know, neurologic, what, it was the anal glands, and the dog didn't know how to
get at it.
Oh, wow.
He was like acting so weird. But yeah, so they're lift up the tail and look and see if you smell anything. And of course, if your dog is licking back there or scooting, you know, take them into the vet so that we can check them because we can manually express them. Now the toenails, it's interesting, you know, I would say on a weekly occurrence, we will have a dog, that will come in with a torn nail or a cat where the nail has grown, usually the dew claw, the thumb.
Oh, yeah.
Has curved into its own skin.
Ouch.
Because, they, you know, don't wear those off. And watch your dog walk. I mean, if you see these dogs with super long nails, it's like a woman in stilettos. and they have trouble walking. And if you hear them clickety, click, 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 that's usually a sign that they're too long, too. And unfortunately, it's a part of owning a pet. They have to get their nails trimmed. Cats, you should be doing it when they're kittens, you know, so they get used to it. And dogs as well.
Now, cats, although, do they have dew claws? Cats don't have dew claws.
Yes.
They do?
Absolutely.
Do they need to be cut?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't think I've ever cut my cat's dew claws. Ever.
Wow. Yes. Wow. No, I cut.
You better go check to see if it's,
you know what?
Curl.
They're chewing it off.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what's probably
happening. They all have that thumb. Yeah. They'll chew it off. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then last but not least is, you know, pinch an inch for the weight while you're doing all this. You know, if you can pinch like a big wad over the rib cage, chances are your pet is overweight, and 60 to 70% are these days. So.
And isn't it usually true that if they're overweight, the owners are overweight too?
No. But I mean, no, I wouldn't say that.
Okay, there it is, the weekly once over from Doc Halligan. Now, if you missed last week's, head on over to the website at animalradio.pet. Please do this check once a week on your animals. And check out the Lucy Pet Foundation. That's where Doc Halligan's from, lucypetfoundation.org.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Find us at animalradio.com. Log on, learn more.